Hey, happy day. I have a quote for you from me. Academics predict the future based on the past. Visionaries predict the future based on the present. I predict that with liberals, they will erase the past and there is no future. Wiser advisor stuff. Hey, so we got to stop those liberals in their tracks. Now we have a staffer at CNN who recently spoke to an undercover journalist about the political motivations that the network had during the 2020 presidential election. I don't need undercover people to tell me this stuff. I already know this stuff, right? Their mission was that Trump must lose the election, and anything that they couldn't gather with regards to information, they made it up as they went along, and that is what they did. And he now did say, though, look at what we did. We got Trump out. I am 100% going to say it. 100% of it, I believe. If it wasn't for CNN, Trump would not have lost. Okay. That's kind of true, and subsequent to that, of course, they've lost more than 50% of their viewing audience, but certainly liberals and even right-wing people fed on the information that was provided by CNN. A lot of it was made up lies, and they're still allowed to be in business. They're still on air. Not a good thing. I mean, I gotta say, if Trump would have endorsed oxygen, Democrats, particularly those Democrats who run CNN, they would have suffocated to death, right? Oh, the liberal media keeps telling us now that Joe Biden is doing a terrific job, magnificent job as well, and they use all kinds of adjectives, right? He inherited a mess, and only thanks to his leadership we are on the right track. Here's the problem with that. It's not true. It's just not true. Trump said that he would have a vaccine within a year, and they called him names. The vaccine did come within a year, more than one actually, and now all of a sudden it's Biden's vaccine. That's just, again, it's just not true. Truth is good. Gotta use the truth, right? Why not? The CSSA in Canada, that's the Canadian Shooting Sports Association, they have a weekly e-news that goes out, and it's great. It's full of all kinds of information. It's mostly about guns. Of course it is. That's what the name says. But even if you didn't have a gun or like a gun, you would still enjoy reading their stories because it's all about freedom, right? Anyway, they say this. The Trudeau liberals believe that criminal background checks discriminate against criminals. Pretty hard sentence. You got to say that again. I got to say it again. And you got to listen again to get the significance of it because it's true. The Trudeau liberals believe criminal background checks discriminate against criminals. The same liberal government which runs daily criminal background checks on lawful firearm owners. And they have called for a lifetime background check now on those same people. They want to ban employers from asking if job applicants have a criminal record. They don't want to ask, you can't say. Are you a criminal? Have you ever stole stuff? Have you been in jail? You're not supposed to ask that. Liberals believe that murderers, are being treated unfairly, and they clearly believe that anyone wishes to even own a gun is a potential mass murderer. You know, banks should be banned from even asking applicants if they have a history of robbing banks. I can't make this stuff up, and the CSSA, Tony Bernardo, and all of his guys and girls, Heather, all of you, you've done such a terrific job, you're bringing this out, but everyone's not reading it. The liberal press, Trudeau's done such a great job. He owns the press and everything. I mean, gosh, if you want to buy a hunting rifle, the liberal government thinks it's fair to subject you to a criminal background check for the rest of your life. Criminals are rewarded, and the most law-abiding citizens are punished over and over again, and the mainstream media won't even report on this stuff. That's because they're owned by the liberal government. Even the birds don't like this, you see? They've got a lot of chatter about it too. It's just not nice. But CSSA, thanks so much for doing this. Firearm Legal Defense, thanks so much for being there. If in fact the police push too hard. But it's kind of tough to fight legislation too, but they do their best. Arizona. Government there recently signed a gun rights law to stop local law enforcement from enforcing any federal gun control laws. This is all about fairness. It's interesting what happens. Every time the Democrat administration says something about banning guns, gun sales increase dramatically. and states say, oh, not so fast, we're going to protect our citizens. Whereas now, if you flip over to Canada, it doesn't happen. You know, people like Alberta, they don't stand up and say, we got X number of citizens and they've got millions of guns and you're not going to touch their private property. They don't talk like that because they're a bunch of girly men. Just saying. Here's a guy, he's a member of Parliament in Canada. His name is Todd Doherty, hope I'm saying that correctly, he's in the Caribou Prince George riding, and he received a death threat recently, and another one. And here's his wordage. Today I received another threat. So I want to send a message. I don't run and I don't hide. You threaten my family, you approach my family, and I will take appropriate action. And that's not a threat, that's a promise. But his appropriate action is to notify the RCMP. They just come and measure bodies. I mean, what he should be talking about is what the CSSA talks about. Guns, gun control is to hold the property when you're shooting the bad guy, right? Boomity boomity boom boom. Bad guys do bad things, good people don't. Here's a guy, he's an upstanding citizen. I mean, he's a member of parliament. The people elected him, he's got death threats. He's not allowed to get a firearm to carry around with him to protect his life. He goes to the RCMP and what good are they? Again, they measure bodies. The first responder is you. You want to have a cop in the phone or a gun in your hand. It just drives me crazy. Wow, let's just jump over now to other stuff. Let's lighten up, get rid of that depression, polar bear stuff. Are you ready? Here it comes, the inventor of Jim. Maybe this isn't, maybe this will depress you more, but it's astounding information. The inventor of gymnastics died at the age of 57. The world bodybuilding champion died at the age of 41. The Kentucky Fried Chicken inventor died at 94. Cigarette maker Winston died at the age of 102. And the inventor of opium died at the age of 116 in an earthquake. So, you know, eat, drink, rest. You're going to die someday, so you might as well do a whole bunch of bad stuff and live as long as you can. Y'all come back here tomorrow. We'll get a more for you from the right. See ya.